Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and my name is Rick Wright, and you are listening to With All Dude Respect. That's right, Dude, D-U-D-E. We have our co-host on the line, Jim Ellis, and Jim Ellis is actually in the Eastern time zone because he is down in Tampa Bay, Florida, and that's where we flew him out there on remote. We figured we had enough money in the budget to send him on a little mini vacation and send him down to Tampa. So how are you, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, recording in on location. And so this is what 4 p.m. looks like. This is what 4 p.m. looks like. Didn't think it would be like this. It's actually very similar to California. I'm in Florida, so very similar. Yes. But it is East Coast time. We're on the same coast. What do you know? But, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So how are you making out down there?
It's good. What I'm doing here, and this is part of our show, you know, Rick and I, you know, we're both part of MDI, which stands for Mentor, Discover, Inspire, men's organization. It's been in been in its present form since 2000, but it has legacy back into the, you know, 80s as far as being the, you know, a set of divisions of men, teams of men, you know, all over the country. And I'm here in Tampa Bay for an international meeting for the leaders. A lot of the regional coordinators, as well as the core team of the international level, including the MDI president, vice president, you know, vice presidents, chief of staff, things like that. And we're all here, and all we're doing is wasting everyone's dues money. That's all we're doing. We're just burning through it by traveling here. I should send a picture of the room I'm in, and I won't even mention how many, you know, how much drugs and alcohol are involved. No, that's not it. We're here. Higher purpose. Higher purpose. That's part of what we do, higher purpose of making sure all of our men are in our organization are taken care of, that we have the leadership in place, and that we have a vision in place so that more and more men of our world, not just our country or North America, all of our world can have what they need to, you know, be their best and have successful families, careers, and communities. So that's what we're doing here. I just got out of a session we just completed, a long session, and I can go over some of that. But, yeah, it's going great, and it's good to have a little vacation as well.
Cool. Yeah, excellent. I saw a couple men were out, you know, and I know that they flew in early and weren't, you know, on the MDI dime, but I was going to send, you know, comment on, you know, they're sitting there hanging out, having cigars and some drinks. I'm like, yeah, like, good way to spend the days, man. Keeping it real.
I know, it's funny. Well, you had a couple of trips, right? Didn't you come up to San Diego?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? It was funny because when I first got into MDI, you know, I sort of, a lot of men around me saw the leader in me that I didn't see in myself. I just wanted to be a good soldier, you know, good foot soldier, and, you know, toe the line. But some men saw some, you know, something to me that I didn't see in myself. And they, you know, they always said, you know, you got to go out to the internationals. You got to go out to the internationals. And I was like, man, I'm not, you know, getting on a plane and, you know, taking my weekend and home and all this other shit. And then after I went to my first internationals, I finally got it. I saw men that were like, that sacrificed a lot in their lives for the work, you know, for men's work and, you know, supporting men to be great men and to support their families and their communities. So it was, for me, it's like, you know, I always, you know, it was always good. And I remember the last time, the last trip I did was to San Diego. And that's where you and I got to hang out a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, connect up and meet face-to-face and chill out. And I remember, you know, you were gracious enough to show us some hospitality on the last day because we had some time to kill before our red-eye flight back. And, so it's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if you ask each team member, because we have all these different teams, right, all over the place, but if you ask each team member, hey, do you want to spend, you know, every week, do you want to be on an hour call or maybe 2 hour call? And then do you want to take the time to, you know, get away from your family and take all this energy and time to focus on leadership and things like that? Well, not everyone does. Not everyone is interested. So it does take a lot of commitment and energy. And I think leaders are, they appear. Like you were saying, you are a natural leader. You might not have known that, but you appear on the scene, and then the people around you or the men around you go, yep, you're one of the leaders. I am. And it's just the way it happens. It unfolds, I think, because of higher purpose and destiny and just who we are. So, but there is a place.
I was just going to say, the one thing I got present to was really cool was like this year, I don't know, man, like it's weird. Like, you know, I don't usually put a lot of stock in the new year, but after the new year, like I sort of had this like little transformation, and I realized, you know, cause I wanted to get more involved with MDI cause I sort of just took a teammate role for a while. I'm captain of my team this cycle. And I just said to myself, I said, every time I'm on a call or every time I'm talking to a man or every time I'm at a meeting, that's part of my higher purpose to give back to the community, because whatever I'm speaking or whatever I'm getting, that time is constructive time to me. So I look at that time differently now, because I had my team meeting on Tuesday, which was 2.5 hours. And then I had a call, a divisional call last night, because I'm a captain, my first one last night. So I have, you know, I have these things that, you know, that I'm doing with men's work, and that's what I'm going to equate to my higher purpose. And I'm going to put that time, I'm going to say that time, that's what that time is now to me. It's not like, oh man, I have to be on a call, or oh man, I have to go to a team meeting, or oh man, I have to call this man and have a conversation. It's going to be, this is the work I'm choosing to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. You know, it's awesome. So it's cool.
Yeah, I think what happens sometimes to men, and maybe it's speaking personally about myself at times, is we sometimes create this, you know, our 3-hour team meeting out to be something other than what a great opportunity to spend some time with my men, my brothers, we create it into some kind of like school, like how people treat school. Like, can we leave early? Like, wait a minute. This is not, I think we get trapped in some of the mentality that we maybe learn over time by going to school and by feeling obligated, but we're not obligated. We're not obligated to be there, but it's an opportunity. Oh my gosh. And at some point it became for me, I only get 3 hours a week with my men. I mean, if you think about the way, you know, men gathered in, you know, ancient times or, you know, times of the past, I mean, they spent every day with their men, you know, hunting and just, you know, sharpening swords and just doing whatever they needed to be, you know, that was very natural, like every day. And then they spend time with their women and their family at other times. But now, because of the way society is, we cut it up. You get 3 hours a week. And it's like, is that enough? Not, oh, do I have to go? So, I don't know. It's just kind of interesting to look at. I mean,
yeah,
does that happen to you?
I get it. Yeah. You know, listen, there's sometimes that I'm just like, son of a, you know, man, I don't want to get on this. Like, I just don't want to go. And but here's the thing, like I always put this phrase in front of something that I know I'm getting value, even though I don't want to do it. Like I put this phrase in front of the workouts I don't want to do, the MDI calls I don't want to be on, the team meetings I don't want to go to, the tenant calls I have to make. I get to do this.
Right.
Like, I get to do this. Like, this is actually a privilege that I don't see. Like, even you can even break it down like a team meeting, right? Like, It's an opportunity for me to not look at my phone for 3 hours. You know, I get just to disconnect and be like in another space. So even though I'm getting value and I'm with my men, you know, I especially nowadays get this break, you know? So it's cool. You know, it's cool. So So I want to just thank you for being down there and spending time away from your wife and the puppy. And
the Kings.
And the Kings, yeah. But hey, but you're in you're in the fish territory, so you are in the.
That's true.
So you get a little bit of that. But I just want to thank you for, you know, putting in the time. And you know, when you see the men down there, you know, men that I know, just thank them and say, hey, you know, You know, I appreciate them putting in the time away from their families and doing the work to, you know, to at the end of the day, to make this organization, you know, the best we can make it.
Yeah, that actually came up early on. It's like, you know, we were acknowledged for the time we do spend, because it is away from your family and it is away from the LA Kings. There's an event happening tomorrow I'll miss. And even part of the Dolphin game I'm going to miss because I'm going to be flying. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So you do have certain things, but it's interesting once you're in it, once I'm sitting there and we're having, you know, we're connecting as leaders and there's a higher purpose involved, it's like, oh, yeah, I got to, yeah, I get to, like you're saying, I get to be here. There's an opportunity. This is fun. And it's outside the normal whirlwind and the hamster wheel of like, oh, I should be over here trying to make money. It's like you kind of get step outside of the, you know, the whirlwind of life, and it's good shit. I got to tell you, though, I did have the unfortunate experience of being driven from the airport, and in that car, there was not one but two Patriot fans. It was like, oh, that was rough. That was rough, but I did survive, so that's good.
yeah, that is rough. And I can guess who they are, but I won't mention their names because I don't want to embarrass them on national actually worldwide radio.
That's right. I was hoping to be able to maybe talk to, because I'm on location, right? I'm reporting in.
Uh-huh.
I was going to hope to maybe, you know, walk up to a couple of the leaders and ask them some questions, but they actually went in right at 4 p.m. Pacific, or Eastern Standard Time, to a second session of this work that we're doing. But who knows? Maybe if they appear before 4:30, be able to ask some questions. But I don't know. Is it cool if I mention some of the things that we learned?
Tell me, like the breakout you just did. Give me some info on that.
Right. So let's see if I have the book in front of me. Yeah, I don't have the book right in front of me or the title, because it's back in the room that I was sitting. But we're all being trained on this certain discipline. It's the four disciplines. It has a certain title, and we can post it on the website. But it's four disciplines of how to really succeed in leadership and on teams. And this gentleman, he works for Stephen Covey. Have you ever read The Seven Habits of Highly Effective? It's Stephen Covey's.
I did not read it, but I've seen his videos. I love the Big Rocks, the Big Rocks, Little Rocks video.
Right,
it's awesome.
So he has a lot of different concepts, and that's one of them. And he, so his company, I guess he passed away 4 years ago, but he still has, there's a company still with his name on it. So there's a gentleman that came here to help lead us in the four disciplines. And the first discipline around leading teams to their greatness, and that's what we're about. We're not about being, oh, we're great leaders and, you know, all that. We want men to be successful in their lives, and then they can impact their families, stay together with their wives, not have battles, and as well, you know, succeed in their careers as well and communities. So, so we're wanting to have successful teams. So one of the first steps and one of the first disciplines is having a wildly important goal. They call them WIGs, wildly important goal. And then there's, you know, some more after that where you actually, you know, you have measurements, you know, how to measure behaviors moving in towards that goal, having a scoreboard, like they actually call it a scoreboard. Can you imagine the New York Giants, they're playing the Dolphins in the Super Bowl. It actually could happen. They're in the Super Bowl and, like, there's no scoreboard. We're not gonna be able to tell, like, who's winning, who's losing. We're not going to be able to tell, but we'll just play. That would, you know, it would be ridiculous. There's gotta be a way of measuring your success on your way to reach that wildly important goal. And then, of course, after you find out what behaviors you want to have on your team, and the team's got to own it. It can't be, as a leader, we can't tell our men, this is what you need to do. I mean, it's done, right? People in the past have done it. Leaders have done it. Bosses do it. But it creates resentment. And ultimately, it's like not success, not, you know, failure, because the players are being told what to do rather than really taking ownership. So you find out the behavior that they want to do, and then they make commitments, and it's their commitment. So it's just a system. It's maybe not the newest thing, as the way I'm explaining it so briefly, but it was really cool to apply. Today we took like 7 hours of a class, and we came up with a wildly important goal. And I'd like to announce that you and everyone listening in is the first to hear this outside of the room, because we just came up with it today,
cool.
And I just got out of this session. So the wildly important goal for MDI, or Mentor, Discover, Inspire, is to grow our membership from 685 members presently to 1,001 members by January 1st, 2018.
Huh.
So to grow our membership, 685 to 1,001 by January 1st, 2018. And that is our goal. Now, along those lines, underneath it is the reason, like, oh, wow, great, we have more members. But underneath it is the why, because we know our members, the men who join MDI, who succeed as team members, who, you know, learn all the principles, you know, they have an opportunity to be successful in their lives. And again, that has great impact. So it's really about the bigger picture. But we have something measurable we can shoot for, and then have the rest of the players in our organization do what they can to reach that goal, and they'll decide what that is. So there you go, Rick.
Yeah.
What do you think? You're the first to find out.
I like it. It just doesn't sound like a wildly, you know. I guess you're like 1,001. I'm like you're missing a couple zeros there, you know. But it's realistic. Like I believe there's been an energy shift in my division, you know, for a while. It's just there's been really a lack of growth and just, you know, going through all that. But there's been an energy shift. You know, even my team, I'm the new captain. We had four guests on our first meeting on a meeting that we, you know, we opened our door as a team, and now we're having a lot of guests. So it's awesome. But there's a fire, there's something going on. So great, you know, I'd love to have 1,000, because here's how I look at what we do. If there's 1,000 men doing the work, then they're definitely on a day-to-day basis coming in contact with a lot of people. So I look at it as, there are 100,000 or more people being affected by the good that we do, and then the lessons and the wisdom that we share throughout all these communities. Because of, you know, and then there, you know, and then you multiply those people with the people they come in contact with. So it's a good, solid goal, and I think it's attainable. It'd be great to have that happen, and I'm already a part of it in action to cause that.
Yeah. And I think I totally get what you mean, though. Like the word wildly makes you think, hey, we're going to freaking go for it, like big time. Like let's pick a big number. And that was starting to happen a little bit, you know. But then there was also work on, well, what can we really do, and what is percentage, and not really do. Because you don't want to, like, minimize, you know, potential. But there's a lot of work in the room to get to there. Because there's another concept that you reminded me of. God, I can't remember the phrase, but there was another, you know, discipline out there that talks about having a really big goal, right? A really big goal, like something to shoot for. But I think if you have a big goal and men or people don't really get behind it, or think it's too far out there, I wonder if there's a sense of helplessness or hopelessness in some way. But I was just thinking that I believe with a large goal, though, we can have other ways that we manifest it. Like, it doesn't have to be Rick Wright, oh my gosh, going and talking to all of his friends, you know. There'll be other ways, social media, you know, media attention, just anyway.
Yeah, it's the, you know, and it, I've done, you know, some work with NLP, and, neurolinguistic programming, and your subconscious is the real, like, that's the real, like, water test, you know? If we said we're going to have 10,000 men by January 1st, man would be like, yeah, it's a great goal. And then, you know, subconscious is like, yeah, you're full of shit. And subconscious will control those actions. So they're like, yeah, you know. But, you know, there's also failing gloriously. You know, if you would have said 1,500 and we have 1,001, you know, and you're like, okay, we failed. But we failed in a really brilliant way.
Yeah.
What's good about that goal, and with any goal, is it, as long as you have a completion date, that's key. Because it's just,
yeah,
if you don't put a completion date to it, then it's just a wish. It's not a goal.
Yep, exactly.
So I'm glad that there is a date on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I think one thing I like about the number 1,001 is we've never broken the 1,000 man Mars or mark.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like the 100th monkey. The 1,000 man, now that we have 1,000.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, I like 1,001 because every man could go, yes, that's me right there. See that one? That's me. I own that. I don't know. It's something I thought of down the road. But you're right about the subconscious mind or the way it works. Because did I tell you a story about my whole weight, how much I weighed? Did I tell that story yet about I was shooting for a certain goal? All right, so check it out.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so every day I weigh myself, just, I don't know, I've been doing that for a year and a half. So last year I actually went up to 177 pounds, pretty fat, 177 pounds for me, I'm not the tallest guy. So me and my dad decided, well, I kind of spurred it on, but I said, hey, Dad, let's have a race to 162, because that felt right to me, 162 for my height.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, because he was losing weight. Okay, I'll race you. They'll make it a race. So I kept saying 162 over and over again in my mind and to him, you know, hey, how's 162? So that was always there in the back of my mind, right? So, you know, I do this and that. My wife's cooking certain ways now and, you know, da-da-da-da, and I'm not having leftovers or whatever, and I'm doing a little bit of exercise, but I'm not focused on the number. But you know, making it shorter story. Now I get on the scale and it continually says 162, like not 163, not 60. My subconscious mind had me, you know, maneuver certain ways and I created it. I manifested 162. So I totally believe in that. And that was just a little experience, but we can use that same philosophy for, you know, other things too.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's,
you
as far as, yeah, I do, because if you know, I don't know for how long my life was always like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, I need to lose 10 pounds, I need to lose 5 pounds, I need to lose that. It was always, I need to lose, right? It was always, I never did that. I never said, okay, so I want to be this. So what I did was I just put out there that, you know, I just want to be lean. You know, I just want to have a lean frame. I wasn't really attached to a number. And you know, for me at my age, you know, I'm really lean. You know, I'm probably right now around 10% body fat for my age. You know, my height is good. And what's cool is I weigh in. I don't weigh in daily. I weigh in on every Friday morning. So that's my weigh in. And I did take off last Friday because I just, it's the holidays. I said, I'm not going to weigh myself. I said, I'm just going to wait until, you know, I have a accountability partner. So I'm going to wait myself today. So I weighed in today and I gained an eighth of a pound after all the holiday eating. So I was very, you know, I was really excited about that because, you know, it's, for me, the season of eating was always when I went over to the dark side. And this year was the first, you know, where, you know, dark side means that, you know, I put on 6 to 8 pounds, don't feel good, start beating myself up, continue just, you know, medicating with having some, you know, having food and good food, and I'll start tomorrow and I'll start this and I'll start after the Super Bowl and I'll start blah, 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 blah. And it's great that I don't have to do that this year. And I really feel that I figured out, you know, portion control. And again, getting back to, I believe that it all has to do with my subconscious and what it's, you know, and controlling those behaviors or creating, you know, or supporting me to do, you know, good habits. The one cool thing is this year I said to myself to stay active. I do a total of 700 body weight squats a week. And I usually break them out to 100 a day. And I've been in honor and doing it for since I guess it was Halloween. It was the 31st, and I'm going to go all the way to the end of March. April 1st will be the day I don't have to do it. So, but yeah, just cool stuff.
It's so powerful, like the subconscious mind, but also the intention that we have. And it's so easy to break agreements when we're not truly committed. You know, if we're not truly committed to something, our subconscious will just, you know, take us right back to wherever we were comfortable, you know. And that's one thing I love about MDI is that here you are, you have a commitment, right? There's a commitment to a team meeting and a higher purpose, mm-hmm. of course, but because there's a commitment, anything that would have you, you know, fall back into like the way you've been or the way you know, because there's a commitment, there's a potential that you could break through any, you know, habits or addictions or anything that you have that would keep you, you know, limited and small. And the reason is a commitment is the only thing that sometimes can lead you past your barriers. So how many times has a man that you've heard like, oh, I didn't want to go to the meeting so bad. I tried to find a reason not to go. And then they go to the meeting and they have a breakthrough. It's because their commitment was bigger than their barrier. And so people who don't truly commit, their barrier, you know, the subconscious mind, the little person on your shoulder, oh, it's okay, stay home, eat ice cream, or whatever. You know, the commitment leads you beyond the small self. So that's why I love a weekly commitment. And some people think that's a lot, like, wow, every week? I don't know. To me, it's not that big.
Yeah, just so you know, my team meets every other week, so it's...
What?
It's,
so it is ice cream every other week then, huh?
You know what? We came to a point in time where me and a bunch of veteran men said, you know what, we're all just going to take a cycle off or leave MDI because of all the gifts that we got, we were doing great things. You know, we're engaged in our businesses and our families and people are having kids. And it was really cool. Like, you know, what we stand for, having success. So I said, hey, you know, why don't we do this? And that's when I started a team that paid dues, but we sort of went to our own drummer and, But we're coming back, you know, and we're more structured and we are doing it on Tuesday nights and we're having guests and, you know, my hope is that we grow and we, you know, my goal is that we are doubled by the end of the cycle, which is, I guess, the end of June, which is June. I guess June was at June 31st. June 31st.
Well, I was just thinking the commitment idea didn't have to be a team meeting. A commitment could be anything that you truly commit to. That will get you past the barrier. But people have to truly commit to at some point to something. So it's not really the frequency as much as the true underlying commitment that's powerful. So look at that. I'm just noticing the time and how it flew by again. I'm just trying to figure out
just gave me
anything
else. little 90 second in my ear thing.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think if there's anything else going on over here that, I guess I just want to say that, you know, all the work that we do here in Tampa and all these leadership, I mean, it's for me, it's so that men could have a men's team, you know, and have a place. Because I know the show's about, you know, it's been notified as, you know, oh, we'll have a show about being on a men's team. And so that's why I do the work is so that other men can have a place, like I have a place, where they can go tell the truth, be myself, get certain needs met, and be the best I can be in the world. So just wanted to share that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, it looks like we're counting down. We got 20 seconds to go. So just a little, any parting words there, Jimmy?
I just want to, you know, any man who's interested or anyone who's interested in our show to connect with us, just go to Facebook and type in With All Dude Respect, With All Dude Respect, and you'll find us there. Communicate if you want.
Beautiful. Excellent, Jimmy. All right. Thank you for everybody for listening. And if you want to get up more information, you can contact me or Jimmy. Jimmy, have a great time down there. Tell everybody I said hello.
Will do. Thanks, Ricky.
Thanks, Jimmy. Take care, buddy.